It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we'll look at how peregrine falcons, once virtually extinct in Wisconsin, are doing across the state and how their nesting season is going so far.
First, President Barack Obama announced today that his administration will ban the sale of certain military-style equipment to local police departments. Banned items include tracked armored vehicles, bayonets, grenade launchers, high-caliber weapons and ammunition, and camouflage uniforms. Other kinds of gear will be sold only if local police give extra assurances that they would be used responsibly and tracked their use. Pundits say this ban is part of the president's effort to ease tensions between minority communities and law enforcement in reaction to the tragic events in Baltimore, Maryland, Ferguson, Missouri, and other cities around the country.
Here to talk about this action and what it could mean for community police relations is Cami Chavis Simmons. She's a professor of law and director of the criminal justice program at Wake Forest University. Cami, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, this thing on military equipment for police departments, as we said, part of a bigger effort to bridge the gap between police and especially minority communities. Does this equipment, does banning these sales help do that, do you think?
I think it could have a significant impact. Certainly, it won't be the only thing needed in order to rebuild some of the trust, I think, that's been damaged, quite frankly, damaged over many years, but what we've seen recently. I think that if you look back at Ferguson last summer and what happened there and the use of that equipment actually exacerbated some of the situations on the ground when you had people who were peacefully protesting and they were met with that type of equipment. So I think it's a significant step, but it won't be the only thing needed.
Right. I think a lot of people are worried about what they call in politics the optics of the situation, especially in Ferguson, that you had people who looked more like a military than a police department. Does that send a message to say, hey, we don't want this showing up at public protests?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when you have police department responding with tanks and assault rifles, I think the constant refrain that you heard was, you know, these images, this doesn't look like America. This doesn't look like America. This is all part of, I think, the impetus, really, is the realization that police officers should be seen as guardians rather than occupying forces in the communities that they serve.
Now, looking at the specific items that police departments can't get with any federal help anyway, tracked armored vehicles, things that the layperson might call tanks or look like tanks, bayonets, grenade launchers, high-caliber weapons and ammunition, and camouflage uniforms. Do you think it's right to out and out say no sales of this federal equipment using federal funds to police departments? Does that ban make sense?
I think that the ban is appropriate. I mean, when I was looking over the list, particularly I'm thinking about bayonets. We just don't in our these are weapons that are more appropriate for a battlefield, right? Rather than just keeping our cities safe. Sometimes you will hear, and I have heard, and I've spoken with police chiefs across the country who feel like, well, you know, we need some of this equipment. We want to be prepared if there is something of a very violent nature that occurs. I think that President Obama's plan, however, is to have where some of this equipment that has not been banned can be used with very strict guidelines in place. So I think that that's another significant improvement here, is that the material that will be available, that still can be available, will be so only with strict guidelines, and then we will empirically track or study the use of it. So there's some accountability added there.
Talking to Cami Chavis Simmons with Wake Forest University, looking at an announcement today by the president banning the use of federal funds to buy a certain list of military-style equipment for police departments, and as she just mentioned, restrictions, accountability, the goal for other types of military equipment. Now, Cami, this announcement coincides with the release of a report from a police task force that President Obama formed last year after what happened in Ferguson. I'm going to quote from the report. It wants law enforcement agencies to, quote, embrace a guardian rather than a warrior mindset to build trust and legitimacy both within the agencies and with the public. What do you make of that part of the conclusion?
Yes, I think that, as I said earlier, the trust has really deteriorated. Many communities of color feeling disproportionately affected by the use of this equipment. You know, if someone's having a peaceful protest, why is it that you see these types of tanks or certain weapons deployed? So I think that, again, hopefully this is a step in the right direction. I think in order also to build trust and legitimacy, perhaps more emphasis, more money should be given for training and hiring police officers who have the capabilities to deal effectively with citizens and problem solve.
Now, Ferguson is what started this conversation in a lot of ways. We already talked about how, in response to protests, a lot of this military-style equipment was rolled out. Let's move to a more recent case, what happened in Baltimore recently after the funeral of a man involved in a police-involved death. How did military-style gear, if at all, come into play in those protests and the riots in Baltimore?
Interesting about this is, and of course, there was a lot of criticism, I think, from a lot of criticism for the local officials and how they handled the situation in Baltimore and how some of the violence and rioting was out of hand, really, because there was no deployment of this type of equipment. You saw the National Guard, and when the National Guard came in, they indeed came in with heavy weapons, and we saw, you know, armored trucks and that type of thing. So it's a double-edged sword. There's a balance, in my opinion. I don't think that having that type of heavy-handed equipment on the ground in the beginning would necessarily have been more more effective.
Do you think there's a worry from police departments that they can't win if they bring out the heavy gear? They're criticized for that. If they don't, they're criticized for letting things get out of hand?
Yeah, I certainly think there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking happening with respect to that. You know, it's each situation is different, and situations unfold differently, and it's just very important to have a number of strategies and tactics at the disposal of the police department. I think that it's not troubling to me some of the things that have been outright banned, bayonets, for example, the high-powered artillery. I think that in this country we've been able to keep public order without the use of those in our cities.
Now, these issues we talk about from Ferguson to Baltimore and points in between over the last year, in some ways, these are things really specific to the communities they happened in. So do you think something like this and the announcements that came out today at the federal level are going to help all these particular individual community situations?
I think that the federal government is doing its rightful job by setting a standard. I think that local communities should be able to deal with their issues and create policies that are best for their municipalities, but they need to do so with a baseline. And what the federal government has said here today is, look, this baseline is we're just not going to provide certain types of equipment. And for certain equipment, we want to make sure that there are guidelines in place. I think that sometimes if officers or police departments have too much discretion and it's not curtailed by strict guidelines, then that's when things get out of hand. And they need to be able to develop those guidelines but operate with some accountability.
Cammie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Cammie Chavis-Simmons, professor of law and director of the criminal justice program at Wake Forest University. She was with us to talk about the president's announcement today that he'll ban the sale of some federal military-style equipment to local police departments.